all you true sons and daughters, I'm John Miller, and this is Locked On Mizzou, your destination for partisan Missouri Tigers football and basketball talk 5 days a week. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and hitting that share button. Unfortunately, today, me and Blake Stark have a good game to talk about. I got to be honest, Missouri beat Wofford in basketball fairly convincingly, and I thought it was a pretty good result, didn't you, Blake?
Yeah, I'm loving these, having basketball around to kind of bring me back. You know, it's always a little feel-good thing on Monday to get a basketball game after, you know, a weekend of less than desirable football results.
Yeah, especially when the Tigers come out and really look good. I mean, it's one of those things where we talk about turnovers with this team a lot, and, you know, they had maybe 5-6 turnovers, I'd say, in the first 10 minutes of the game. But after that, I thought they ended up taking care of the ball really well and just were really efficient offensively the whole game.
Yeah, I guess Pinson had four of our – I think we wound up with maybe 9 turnovers, a very acceptable number for a whole game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Pinson had 4 of them, but, I mean, I was left with a very positive impression of how Pinson played it. I thought Pinson was great. I mean, he was breaking down the defense in the first half when they were kind of hanging around. They're a pretty pesky team. That's a team that's, you know, you may see them again in March. Hopefully we'll be in a position to see anybody in March, but you know what I mean. I think Wofford will be around for that. And Pinson had those 4 turnovers. I think they were early, but other than that, I don't really have complaints. I mean, I just have good things to say about everybody and everything for this game, probably.
Well, you know, speaking of Pinson, again, I just think he played a really nice floor game today. 4 of 8 from the field. Well, he ended up, I guess, 4 turnovers. That surprises me as I actually see that in the box score. But
it didn't feel like that.
No, it didn't feel like that at all. I'm surprised to see that. I guess I might have to check myself a little bit there. But just from my eyes, the eye test, it just seems like Pinson is so much more under control. And, you know, we saw last year his ability to get into the paint, beat guys off the dribble is still there. It just seems like he's cleaned up some of the sloppiness a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, it's not just, you know, straight to the basket when you get the ball inbounded anymore. You know, he can bring it down the court and control it, and then, you know, when he's got a guy across from him, you know, he's still got those moves and that speed to get around guys. Did you see the really nice little crossover in the lane, step back, that he basically knocked his defender down and drained it?
Yep.
That was pretty. I mean, one of his turnovers I remember was late. It was kind of inconsequential. I think we already had a 15-16-point lead, and he tried to do a really aggressive kind of low trajectory bounce pass to Tillman, and they were just kind of laughing about it.
So sure.
That was kind of a free one, and it was, you know,
he may have been trying something there with the lead. Yeah, who knows? Well, you know, certainly, that's funny you say that, because if you're Jeremiah Tillman, you want the ball up high. Throw that ball up at the rim at that guy for sure. I mean, certainly, usually Xavier does do that. He's pretty good about throwing those lobs up there. But, you know, moving forward in this show, you know, we've got a guy who played some extra minutes that I'm going to be curious to see what happens with him moving forward. But before we get there, you know, let's talk about Jeremiah Tillman's game a little bit tonight. I was really impressed with him, obviously. I mean, you know, again, you see a game where he only gets 2 fouls and you see what you get. You get a guy who's a really efficient scorer and a guy who makes a huge difference on the defensive end. And hey, we've heard actually for a while about how Tillman has worked on his 3-point shot in the offseason, which some people got nervous about. I just felt like it was if he can hit that shot, well, I really think that's improved his free throw form. And you've pointed out that he's got really good free throw form. Well, we saw him take that 3 tonight and actually make it, first one of his career. Is that one of those things, positive or negative? Do you think he's suddenly going to become Kristaps Porzingis or what?
I mean, I'm not going to argue with a guy that's shooting 100% for 3 for his career.
Hey, that's just math right there.
What are you going to? I mean, what's negative about that? The thing that, if you watch it, I mean, he takes a dribble and steps into that shot. He didn't just catch it, and he wasn't wide open. Like, he had a guy, there was a guy there, and he just took a dribble up and calmly canned a 3 in this guy's face.
It was definitely with confidence.
Yeah, it was. And somehow his 3 looked a lot better than I think the only shot he missed was an elbow jumper that you would think a big guy would, that'd be kind of in their arsenal. But his 3 looked somehow smoother and less rushed than his, you know, than his elbow jumper did. And yeah, I mean, that was awesome. And everybody was having fun with that. And even on, you know, Gabe Yarma on Twitter was having fun with it. The announcers in the stadium were having fun with it. But if he could actually do that, you know, if he could hit, you know, a 3 every game, or, you know, go 1 for 2 or something like that, I mean, that'd be a legitimate weapon to add to his arsenal. But it was, I mean, this was just like quintessential good Tilly, you know? He did he was in control of himself. He didn't get rattled by little guys that were dragging on him.
Right.
He got fouled kind of hard a couple times and kind of just shook it off. He did a really good job of – they ran the offense through him in the post a lot tonight, and he did a good job of establishing himself in the post, not getting offensive fouls. And, you know, when he – you know, when even when he got the ball down there and didn't wind up taking a shot or posting up for a shot, he passed out to three-point shooters. Looked like his court vision was good. I mean, he did everything you could have asked from him tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And you talk about his court vision, and I think as long as he's able to keep the ball under control, as long as he's able to see the double team coming, that sort of thing, he actually is a good passer. I mean, when he's able to just cleanly look at the floor and get rid of the pass, and that kind of comes with experience, he is a really good passer. And that's, I think, an underrated part of his game. And you know what? Speaking of something that's a little bit underrated, just statistically, I guess, my God, the guy's shooting over 80% from the floor so far this year. Ricardo Ratliff, eat your heart out.
Right.
Do you think there's any way he can get Ricardo's field goal percentage record?
Well, I know he came into this game shooting 80% and being, you know, fifth in the country or something, and they were making, you know, they're making a point of mentioning that. Well, then he actually improved that this game because he went 6-for-7. So you got to think eventually, you know, I don't know if you want a guy to shoot 80% all year, because if he's shooting 80%, you probably want him to shoot more. You know what I mean? So you can't do that on a huge volume of shots, but I mean, if I'd take, what, 16 points from him on 7 shots? You could just give me that stat line every game. And you
know. Obviously, yeah. He'll be first-team All-America if he does that, I mean, to say the least. Yeah,
but then at the same time, you'd rather have him be 10 for 13 or, you know what I mean, and maybe not be at 80% but still be pretty efficient.
Sure, I hear you. Well, I mean, a lot of that, again, is obviously the foul trouble thing. Yeah, game flow, just however the game plays out. But, you know, again, if he can just draw double teams, draw second defenders, he's going to help out guys like Torrance Watson and Mark Smith hit those threes. And speaking of helping out, well, we've got a guy who is pretty new to the program, at least in terms of minutes, who helped us out tonight as well. We'll talk about him and more about this game moving forward. So, Blake, Parker Brown, and yes, we are calling him Parker Brown now. I've called him exclusively Parker Braun in this space. I believe you have too, as you're smiling and laughing at me. But you know what? Parker Brown was quite impressive tonight, especially on the offensive end. He looked mobile. He looked like a guy on, especially as the dive man on the screen and roll, you really have to respect. What did you see there?
Yeah, I mean, in the limited time I'd seen him play before this, I thought he moved well and looked like he had an offensive skill set. And then he actually got 10 minutes tonight, which is a decent amount of floor time. And he was effective. I mean, he scored, we have 6 points, something like that. Anyway, he wound up being by far the backup big that played the most. So
yeah, he hit both of his shots for 4 points.
4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean.
Blocking a steal.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 rebounds.
Didn't hurt you at all out there. Yeah, I mean, I was impressed. What was probably less impressive, and you could ask my brother who joined me in my couch tonight watching this game, as I was yelling at the announcers the entire game, but the name is Braun. It's Braun. It's right there on his jersey. What are you guys doing? You're supposed to be professionals. Sounding like a complete idiot, and then it turns out that...
Turns out.
You know what? There's a reason they get paid for that. And
I was going to say, I remember I heard somebody say Brown at one point, but now I'm convinced that it's Brown because... I heard Mike Kelly say it on the radio as we were driving back over to the studio here. I heard Eric, is it Brimmer? Eric Brimmer, yeah. the PA guy at the arena, he said it too. So we're going with Brown. Yeah. That's the official stance of Locked On Mizzou.
Yeah, and I guess now my electric shaver is a Brown. I use a Brown electric shaver.
That's right. That's
not,
right.
No longer a Braun guy. So.
That's right. Well, listen, as somebody who went to the journalism school, I can tell you, the English language is weird and sometimes nonsensical, so we're just going to go with that. But you know what? The thing about Parker Brown is, I almost said Braun again, but I went with Brown. The thing about him, he really looks like a different guy, don't you think? It's not just that he shaved off the man bun. I mean, Nicodemus Christopher has gotten that guy in the gym. He looks a lot more stout than he did last year. Talk about a good red shirt year, it seems like, right?
Yeah, what's weird, one thing I notice about Parker Brown physically, his legs. Like, he's got big legs for a a tall,
he's filled out.
Yeah, for a tall, skinny white guy, like, he's got big legs. You can't.
Sure.
He's wearing the T-shirt. I'm not a huge fan of the T-shirt under the basketball jersey things. You can't really tell what he's working with gun-wise or shoulder-wise, but he doesn't look small or like he'll be overpowered out there. I mean, he looks like he is a Division I basketball player. And really, yeah, I know, keep talking about him, but I mean, he's got a stout base that he's working with there. So
sure. Well, you know, I guess if I'm going to play devil's advocate and take the other side and say, well, here's this Parker Brown kid who's getting minutes, but it may be a little concerning that Trey Jackson didn't get any minutes tonight. At least I'll be completely honest with you all. I checked out and left the arena with maybe a couple minutes left. So maybe he got a garbage time minute here or there, but it doesn't appear so in the box score. Are you concerned at all about Trey Jackson at this point, or you just think, he's freshman settling in, that kind of deal?
Well, I've wondered a little bit. He seems like sometimes he's a little bit lost in the offense. We had a tough bunny that he missed against Xavier that turned out to be a pretty big basket, but he also hit a corner three in that game too. I don't know that he's doing anything like to distinguish himself yet or take minutes away from anybody else. Maybe. I mean, the kid's obviously an athlete. I think he's a little bit light. Maybe he's not. You know, he's kind of small. But I mean, I'm not ready to write him off. But yeah, Kobe Brown, I thought, is now we have two Browns.
I know, another Brown, yeah, spelled differently.
Smiths and Browns, huh?
No need for the no relation thing there, yeah.
I thought Kobe Brown didn't play a ton tonight, but I thought in stretches he attacked the basket well. I expected Trey Jackson to be ahead of Kobe Brown just based on, you know, what you see as highlight films and stuff when you're watching these recruits, but I think he was higher rated.
Yeah, no, he was, and then by your recruiting outlets.
Yeah, and Kobe Brown, you know, we heard a little bit about he played as kind of a big guard in high school, so he had this, you know, point forward type of skill set. And you can see a little bit, you know, when he gets the ball. He's not afraid. He hit a three tonight. He's not afraid to shoot threes. And, you know, he put the ball on the floor pretty well and got to the basket. He had one that was a really good take that he unfortunately couldn't make, and then another couple times he got in there and got it done. So, he looks like he's physically ready to be out there. I mean, he's 6'7", 230 pounds or something like that. So he's already a kind of an SEC body. So Trey Jackson is not, we're not seeing as much as I had expected to see from him as early, but I'm seeing more from Kobe Brown. So, you know, again, we talked about this, but you can't play 12 guys. So
sure. And, you know, you saw that tonight. I mean, we saw a good bit of Mitchell Smith the previous game, and, you know, he's looked good at times, but obviously you didn't see him tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 spots of that bench shake out, no doubt about that. And honestly, I think it's going to be interesting to see how much we actually play four guards. Is that something that you're looking for more, especially when Tillman's out there? Would you like to see more of the four guard lineup, or do you think maybe that's a bridge too far going with those guys instead of, say, Kobe or Trey Jackson or, you know, Parker Brown, for instance?
No,
or Mitchell.
I like it. I like seeing that because we've talked about this before, but I think our guards are not small guards for the most part. And Pinson's not, you know, extra big, but, you know, I think Drew Smith and Mark Smith can hold their own against your average small forward type guy. John Pickett's certainly big enough. So I liked when there. I think there was a set like that tonight where I think we had Pinson and Mark Smith, and we had Pickett and we had Watson on the court at the same time. And I thought that gives you a lot of weapons. I do want to say that I think this was definitely Pickett's best game. He hit a three. He, you know, didn't fill it up, but he attacked a couple times aggressively. Watson was looking for a shot. He had a couple in rhythm that he hit tonight. He didn't wind up shooting at a great percentage for the whole game. But,
right.
But it was nice to get those guys involved because they both had, I think, pretty tough starts to the season.
And yeah, offensively, I agree.
We're kind of no-shows against Xavier. So I thought, you know, you got more contributions from – and Mark Smith really led the team in scoring. Really, you know, it seemed like it was the Tillman show all night, but quietly Mark Smith, what he had, I think, was it 18, 16?
Yep, 19.
19.
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah, so I also
– 10 shots, efficient game for him.
Absolutely. So, you know, you love to see that.
No, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, honestly, when you have the kind of game that Mark Smith said – when you have the kind of game that Mark Smith just had – I think it's appropriate for you to treat yourself. And you know what? You should treat yourself to the meal you deserve and have your favorite restaurants come to you with DoorDash, Blake. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app, enter promo code Locked On. Listening on the go? Well, if you can't visit DoorDash right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at LockedOnPodcast.com/offers. And coming up, you know what? I'm going to get to more of my discussion from a couple episodes ago about stats versus intuition and how you can get the edge in the betting market, plus more of Missouri and Wofford in just a little bit. So I just want to touch really quickly on the discussion we had from the previous episode recapping Georgia and Missouri. And, well, Blake was taken aback. He thought I was trying to spike the football in his face. But really...
I mean Florida, Missouri.
Did I say Georgia, Missouri. I meant Florida, Missouri. Thank you for that. And what I meant to say was, is what I was trying to get at is that it's okay to look at the stats. Like, the stats do a great job. Your advanced stats, we're in a world where we have more information than we've ever had, and you should definitely use it. And you're definitely going to do better long-term with a team that I don't follow particularly closely. Like, the stats are great for that kind of stuff because it's big picture kind of stuff. But when you follow Missouri as closely as I do, as closely as Blake does, you should trust your intuition more. That's what I'm telling you. I really wasn't trying to be like, oh, I'm such a genius or whatever. What I'm telling you is betting is all about having an edge of some sort, right? That's really what investing's about too. I do a lot of stock trading, that kind of deal as well. You have to have an edge. You have to think that, yes, I have some information or a position that is actually a little bit different than what the general public does. I have to have figured out something a little bit quickly before what other people did. And all I was trying to say is that I think that this Missouri season has fallen off a cliff a lot quicker than what any statistical model could ever say. That's all I was trying to say. And, well, perhaps that is borne itself out, whatever I'm trying to say. But anyway, back to Missouri and Wofford basketball really quickly. As Blake was telling me in the break here, you know, we should touch on the fact that we finished about, what, the last 14 minutes without a field goal? I mean, this team defensively, again, I thought early we maybe had some miscommunications at the three-point line, but once we figure you out and bear down, boy, we are good defensively right now.
Yeah, I think particularly in the second half of these games, it's been a theme. You know, we think back to with the exhibition game they went to, and we were down by one to Central Missouri at halftime, and we came out and just strangled them in the second half. You know, we were down by, what, seven at halftime against Xavier and came out and got the lead in that game too.
Yeah, it seems to be a bit of a trend early, a pattern.
I think maybe especially against a team like this, but I think it's starting to bear out the depth of this team and the fact that we were playing so many guys. So we started to play a little faster on them in the second half, and I think, you know, you don't miss shots for 14 and a half minutes. Your legs have to be a part of that. I mean, that's those guys getting worn down by.
Yeah, they were definitely not as deep of a team. I mean, just without knowing their names right in front of it, for them, number one, number five, and number 10, those three guys were pretty darn good players. I was impressed by them, but they were basically out there the whole time. And to your point, I think they did wear down eventually.
Yeah, and I mean, we got 10 guys, and I think Konzo is making an effort. We're guarding hard, like all these possessions. So it's a difference between playing 35 minutes if you're not being hounded the whole time, but being guarded, that'll mean that's going to wear anybody down. So we can keep throwing bodies at people. I think that's I guess we'll see if it bears out over the course of the season, but I think that's a noteworthy trend so far in what we've seen from the Missouri basketball team is, you know, coming out really focused and continuing to play with a lot of energy in the second half and that defense starting to wear on people.
For sure. No, and I'm starting to, you know, I've been a fan of this team, and despite the loss to Xavier, despite the, you know, the disappointing finish to that game, I'm feeling pretty good about this team. Just overall, how do you feel so far?
Yeah, I think we're probably where...
About where we hoped,
yeah,
more or less.
You know, we're really an unfortunate... I think we kind of did miss one defensive assignment against Xavier.
Yeah.
We got that open three.
Yeah.
You know, in the last few
kind of
seconds.
Bad communications on a switch
of that
there,
game.
I'd say.
So, but if he doesn't make that shot, then I think... You know, this might be a ranked team right now, and you'd have everybody, you know, on board. So we're going to find out more probably when we get those back-to-backs next Monday and Tuesday
games.
Against Butler and then probably Oklahoma or
Stanford. That'll definitely tell something,
I would
think.
And you're going to really start to have a good idea about what we've got.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think that's a good place to let off. So, hey, thanks for joining me once again. Thanks for joining Blake, of course, as well. And thanks for joining Cole Stark as well, who's been hanging out here in the background very creepily. But, hey, thank you guys so much for being here. Until next time, this has been Locked On Mizzou.